Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Sam McDowell. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Roberts. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Roberts. And now, play ball. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger takes first base on ball four. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzger moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonds scores. It's 3-1, Astros. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Roberts. Kingman moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. Kingman moves to third. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kingman scores. Spear moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Astros. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 2. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is hit by the pitch. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts bunts between the mound and first base. McDowell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roberts for the out. Helms moves to second. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a line drive into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 2. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno who is chasing the ball. Kingman reaches third base with a triple. Bonds scores. It's Giants, 3, Astros, 3. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. Healy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kingman scores. It's 4-3, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Healy moves to second. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDowell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Fuentes reaches second base with a double. Healy scores. Mays moves to third. It's 5-3, Giants. Jim Ray now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. There goes Mays. He's safe. There goes Fuentes. Here's the throw, and he's safe. It's 6-3, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Watson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Astros 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Bonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Hyatt and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Bonds scores. It's 7-3, Giants. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Healy hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kingman moves to third. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Jim Ray. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeño is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeño is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cedeño hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Healy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Astros 3. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Griffin now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Mays settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to third. Watson moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Helms hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Giants. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hyatt takes first base on ball 4. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Don McMahon now pitching. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Astros 6. The Giants will come to bat. Wade Blasingame now pitching. Bob Stinson now catching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeño. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Bonds is hit by the pitch. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-6, Giants. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Healy hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeño settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Astros 6. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cittino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Astros 6. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Cittino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 4 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Astros 6. The Astros will come to bat. Jimmy Rosario now playing center field. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards third. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Astros 6. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. McCovey strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 4 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Cittino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Healy hits a line drive into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Astros 6. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Miller pinch hits for Wade Blasingame. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is hit by the pitch. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Healy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 10, and Houston Astros, 6. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.